Rehina. The Saskatchewan Ministry of Health released their bi-weekly Community Respiratory Illness Surveillance Program report for November 10, covering the period October 23 to November 5, 2022. And these are five things you should know about it. Respiratory virus activity is increasing. Overall, respiratory viral activity, particularly influenza, in Saskatchewan is increasing. In the current reporting period, confirmed COVID-19 cases decreased by 200. Influenza case detection increased 3 times from 68 to 192 cases with test positivity of 21.8%. 117 of the 192 cases were detected in ages 0 to 19. La Ronge, Prince Albert and Melfort areas have the highest influenza test positivity. Influenza hospitalizations and ICU admissions increased with the majority age 0 to 19, 37%, and age 60 plus, 53%. Other respiratory viruses have increased marginally this reporting period, from 104 to 120 lab detections. RSV detections remained stable at 12 cases. All RSV hospitalizations, N equals 4, occurred in children aged 0 to 19 years. Rhinovirus, common cold, continues to be the most commonly detected organism in the Sentinel program. Test positivity is decreasing. Test positivity in Saskatchewan has decreased from 11.8% to 9.9%. Provincial COVID-19 wastewater levels have decreased. Sub-provincially, regions with the highest COVID-19 test positivity and increasing wastewater trends are Moose Jaw, Rehina and area. BA.5 still dominant. The Omicron BA.5 is the dominant variant of concern at 94% in the current reporting period. The BA.5 sublineages BQ.1 and BQ.1.1 are increasing. COVID-19 hospitalization plateaued. COVID-19 hospitalizations remain plateaued since August 2022 at approximately 176 admissions per week. ICU admissions increased to 15 cases from previous weekly average of 10 cases, the majority were 60-plus years old. The proportion of staffed inpatient beds occupied by COVID-19 patients remains unchanged, 11.7%. The vaccine situation. With the exception of Rehina, all areas of the province have less than 50% of their population up to date for COVID-19 vaccines and less than half of individuals aged 50-plus have had an additional booster dose, 43%. Of those 5 and older, only 17% have received their latest booster dose in the last 6 months. Since bivalent boosters became available to higher-risk residents in the province September 12 and expanded to all residents 18-plus as of September 29, only 12% of individuals aged 12-plus years have received a bivalent booster dose, N equals 121,666 doses. The influenza immunization campaign launched October 11, 2022. To date, 15% of the population have received an influenza vaccine, a 28% decrease in coverage compared to same time last year.